process number 21, reclaiming one's natural state of health. When to use this process? When you do not feel well, when you've been given an unsettling diagnosis, or when you're feeling pain, when you want to feel more vital, or when you feel a vague fear associated with your body. Current emotional set point range. This reclaiming one's natural state of health process will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between number 10, frustration or irritation or impatience, and number 22, fear, grief, depression, despair, or powerlessness. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, review the insert enclosed with this recording and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. Do this process while lying in a comfortable place. The more comfortable, the better. Choose a time when you have approximately 15 minutes when you're not likely to be disturbed by anyone. Now, write this short list in a place where it will be easy for you to read, and when you first lie down, read it slowly to yourself. It is natural for my body to be well. Even if I don't know what to do in order to get better, my body does. I have trillions of cells with individual consciousness, and they know how to achieve their individual balance. When this condition began, I didn't know what I know now. If I had known then what I know now, this condition couldn't have gotten started. I don't need to understand the cause of this illness. I don't need to explain how it is that I'm experiencing this illness. I have only to gently, eventually, release this illness. It doesn't matter that it got started because it's reversing its course right now. It's natural that it would take some time for my body to begin to align to my improved thoughts of well-being. There's no hurry about any of this. My body knows what to do. Well-being is natural to me. My inner being is intricately aware of my physical body. My cells are asking for what they need in order to thrive, and Source Energy is answering those requests. I'm in very good hands. I will relax now to allow communication between my body and my Source. My only work is to relax and breathe. I can do that. I can do that easily. Now, just lie there and enjoy the comfort of the mattress beneath you and focus upon your breathing, in and out, in and out. Your goal is to be as comfortable as possible. Breathe as deeply as you can while still remaining comfortable. Do not force it. Do not try to make anything happen. There's nothing for you to do other than to relax and breathe. You will very likely begin to feel soft, gentle sensations in your body. Smile and acknowledge that this is Source Energy specifically answering your cellular request. You are now feeling the healing process. Do nothing to try to help it or intensify it. Just relax and breathe and allow it. If you were experiencing pain when you laid down, follow the same process. However, if you were feeling pain, it would be helpful for you to add these words to your written and spoken list. This sensation of pain is an indicator that Source is responding to my cellular request for energy. This sensation of pain is a wonderful indicator that help is on the way. I will relax into this sensation of pain because I understand that it's indicating improvement. Now, if you can, drift off to sleep. Smile in your knowledge that all is well. Breathe and relax and trust. Abraham, speak to us more about our physical body. The next time you feel any discomfort, stop in the middle of it and say to yourself, "This discomfort that I'm feeling is nothing more than my awareness of resistance. It's time for me to relax and breathe, relax and breathe, relax and breathe." And you can, in seconds, bring yourself back into comfort. Every cell in your body has a direct relationship with creative life force, and each cell is independently responding. When you feel joy, all the circuits are open, so the life force can be fully received. When you feel guilt, blame, fear, or anger, the circuits are hindered, and life force cannot flow as effectively. Physical experience is about monitoring those circuits and keeping them as open as possible. Your cells know what to do. They are summoning the energy. There is no condition that you cannot modify into something more, any more than there is any painting that you cannot repaint. There are many limiting thoughts in the human environment that can make it seem that these so-called incurable illnesses or unchangeable conditions cannot be changed. But we say that they are only unchangeable because you believe they are. Someone asked us recently, is there any limitation to the body's ability to heal? And we said, none, other than the belief that you hold. And he asked, then why aren't people growing new limbs? And we said, because no one believes they can. But what about an unhealthy little baby? The question that often arises is, well, what about the little ones? What about the unhealthy babies? And we say that they have been exposed to a vibration, even in the womb, that caused them to disallow the well-being that would have been there otherwise. But once they are born, no matter what their disability, if they could be encouraged to the thought that would allow the well-being, then even after the body is fully formed, it could be regenerated into something that is well. It is natural for you to be absolutely well. It is natural for you to be abundant. It is natural for you to feel good. It is natural for you to feel clarity. It is not natural to feel confusion or to not have enough or to feel lack or blame. These are not natural to the you that is really you. But they seem to be sort of natural to the human patterns that most of you have picked up along your physical trail. Anytime you have physical discomfort of any kind, whether you call it emotional or physical pain within your body, it always, always means the same thing. I have a desire that is summoning energy, but I have a belief that is not allowing, so I've created resistance in my body. The solution, every single time, to the releasing of discomfort or pain is a relaxation and the reaching for the feeling of relief. We are asked, if there is no source of illness, then why are there so many sick people? It's because they found lots of excuses to hold themselves in vibrational discord with wellness. They are not letting it in. And when they do not let well-being in, the absence of it looks like sickness. And when enough of them do it, you say, oh, there must be a source of sickness. In fact, let us give it a label. Let's call it cancer. Let's call it all kinds of terrible things. And let's imply that it jumps into people's experience. And we say that it never jumps into anybody's experience. It is just that people learn, through trial and error and through banging around with each other, patterns of thought that do not let well-being in. As you do not allow the well-being in, it shows up in shadows in your life that are illnesses in your body and deprivation of things that you want. Then, over time, you come to believe that that is a reality that has a source somewhere, and then you develop whole bodies of information to protect yourself from the evil source that never existed to begin with. If you have received a frightening diagnosis. If you get a diagnosis that is not what you want to hear, the tendency is to say, oh my God, how did I get so far away from something I want so much? And we say that it is not a big thing at all. It is just a series of little things. It is the, I could choose this thought that feels good or this thought that does not feel so good, but I've developed a pattern for what does not feel good. So it's the daily dose of not being in the receiving mode that keeps me out of the receiving mode. And that is all that it is. So do not let any place that you are standing frighten you. All it is a byproduct of some energy alignment that only gives you stronger clarity about what you want, and, most important, greater sensitivity about whether you are in a receiving mode or locked off from it. Wellness that is being allowed, or the wellness that is being denied, is all about the mindset, the mood, the attitude, or the practiced thoughts. There is not one exception in any human or beast because you can patch them up again and again and they will just find another way of reverting back to the natural rhythm of their mind. Treating the body is really about treating the mind. It is all psychosomatic, every bit of it, no exceptions. There is nothing that cannot be reoriented to well-being, but it does take the determination that you're going to put your thoughts upon something that feels good. So here, we're going to make a very bold statement. Any disease could be healed in a matter of days, any disease, if distraction from it could occur and a different vibration dominate. And the healing time is about how much mix-up there is in all of that. For any malady in your physical body was a lot longer in coming than it takes to release it. Illness as an extension of negative emotion. Physical pain is just an extension of emotion. It's all the same thing. There are two emotions. One feels good and one feels bad. This means that you are connected to your energy stream or you are not allowing your energy stream. Illness or pain is just an extension of negative emotion. And when you're no longer feeling any resistance to it, it's a non-issue. Do you have to think specific positive thoughts about your body in order for it to be the way you want it to be? No. but you have to not think the specific negative thoughts. If you could never again think about your body and instead just think pleasant thoughts, your body would reclaim its natural place of wellness. You can live comfortably, joyfully, resiliently, and healthfully as long as you have desire that summons life through you. People do not die because they pass through time. They die because they do not allow this arena to stimulate decisions. The only reason people ever die is either because they've stopped making decisions about being here or they have made decisions about being non-physical. You could remain in these bodies indefinitely. Are we saying that you could reach what you consider to be a prime human physical condition and that you could maintain it for as long as you remain physically focused in this body? The answer is absolutely yes. And it does not mean reaching your prime and then jumping off a cliff the same day either. It means reaching your prime and basking in the deliciousness of that. Now, why is anything other than that the more consistent experience? Because almost everybody is looking around and vibrating in response to what they're seeing. So, what's the solution? Look around less, imagine more. Look around less, imagine more, until your imagery is the most familiar vibration that you have. You could remain in these bodies indefinitely if you would allow your environment to continue to produce new, continuing, life-summoning, pure, unresisted desire. You could be one who opened your vortex to continually find new things to want, and those desires would continue to summon the life force through you. In other words, you are living raucously, you are living joyously, you are living rambunctiously, and you are living passionately, and then, from that same framework, you make a conscious decision to make your transition. Every death is self-imposed. The best reason to make your transition into non-physical is not because the physical is miserable. It's because you have a sense of completion in physical, and you're looking for another vantage point. Death is a withdrawal of consciousness. It's like taking attention from here and putting it there. Every death is brought about by the culmination of the vibration of the being. There is not an exception to that. No one, beast or human, makes their transition into non-physical without it being the vibrational consensus that is within them. So, every death is a suicide because every death is self-imposed. You are an eternal being, always projecting from non-physical, and sometimes that projection is into a physical personality. When the physical personality is complete for this time, then there is a withdrawal of focus. It's sort of like, here you sit, and sometimes you go into a movie, and sometimes you come back out of the movie, but you are always the you that went into the movie, whether you are in the movie or not. Here is a rule of thumb that will help you. If you believe that something is good, and you do it, it benefits you. If you believe that something is bad, and you do it, it's a very detrimental experience. There is nothing that you can do that is worse for yourself than to do something that you believe is inappropriate. So get clear and happy about whichever choice you make, because it is your contradiction that causes the majority of the contradiction in vibration. Make a decision about what you want, focus your attention there, and find the feeling place of it, and you are there instantly. There is no reason for you to suffer or struggle your way to or through anything.